I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. CultureWorks, the United Arts Fund and Arts Service Agency for the Dayton region, celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. And for the 50th time, workplaces throughout the Dayton region will participate in the annual Campaign for the Arts, combining individual gifts through workplace giving. And for its 50th such campaign, this year, in addition to its campaign chair, CultureWorks has announced one additional artistic chair to head this year's campaign. And it's someone who is no small figure in the Dayton arts community. For the first time ever, in addition to the chair of the Campaign for the Arts, CultureWorks this year is introducing an artistic chair. Bing Davis, how did that sit with you when they asked?
Well, you know what? I wasn't sure how it would sit, because I was familiar with the CultureWorks and the arts in general, and I wanted to know myself how they were going to be working that. I understood the interest in wanting to have me on board, being a Daytonian, being an artist, and being a supporter of community activity, but I wasn't sure how it would work with that kind of dual purpose. I know they have to have that business mind there, and that's always important when you're dealing with money, economics, and distribution. But I was interested, and once I had a chance to get a better sense of it, I said, okay, I'll do this, because I believe in the arts, I believe in the community, and I believe in culture.
People giving to a United Arts Fund. It's still a tough concept for some.
Oh, it is. It has been since the Medicis and since ancient times. But there's always been that need for community and public support for the arts, because it has not always been able to support itself, but it's vital for the amenities and quality of life. But when you recognize that the arts are all interrelated and that the arts are connected to life and culture, but then you find the arts are in a community where there's other kinds of structures that sometimes block the full growth of all those who have an interest, it might be good. And if properly structured and properly distributed, it can be very valuable, because there are some smaller arts organizations that are just as good quality-wise that needs nurturing and needs to be exposed and need to be shared. And sometimes, if united giving is properly done, it can make sure that when one boat is lifted, all boats are lifted. But you bring up a good point, because there is that, and always has been, in my 30-some years of involvement, a concern with that I got mine, you get yours kind of an attitude that sometimes leaves some very valuable things off to the side and not properly nurtured.
So what do you say to those people?
Well, I try to remind them of that interconnectedness, and remind them also is that all people have classical art forms, even in the traditional art forms. And that even though in our contemporary society, we have sometimes a too limited structure, and we think of ballet, symphony, and opera as being major and anything else as being minor, and that's not so.
To get more information about how your place of employment can begin a workplace campaign, go to cultureworks.org. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.